This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. There's more at allbook-books.com, which gets you to the Substack page. Musings from Between the Lines. So this morning, as I record after reading the news, I am lit. I am lit with rantness as I watch in real time BS go down. Here, there are data centers being built. Zuckerberg, there was a Jimmy Dore report showing Zuckerberg building data centers in, I think it was Boise, Idaho, anywhere where they were building them, and the water pressure of the people's houses nearby was less because the data center was sucking up the water, not to mention other problems. So these huge data centers, of which billions of dollars are being invested in by the high tech and the government, are essentially to foster the burgeoning of the AI, oxymoronic artificial intelligence movement, which is really a fantasy land. It's a fantasy land of exacerbated information on steroids, destroying the habitat, destroying average people's home life, so that you can access more information that is artificial. So that's pretty bluntly how I feel. But now, all of a sudden, right away, within a week's in Newsday, here's the way the America, which is America, as I learned from Stephen Newcomb, the Latin, the love Ame of riches, Rica. That's what America is about. So right away, what gets promoted is another young Zuckerberg. I don't know the guy. He might be a nice guy. But the whole thing is this programming. Here's the Newsday headline. Zach Yadigari, 18, of Roslyn, builds AI-based calorie tracker worth millions. Artificial intelligence-based calorie tracking app with a projected annual revenue of $30 million. Well, who gives a flying F? Like, just do your own calories or whatever. The team co-created the cat, blah, 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 has 3.3 million downloads to date. So, okay, great. It's popular. People actually might need it. It might actually help them. But the whole thing is, this is Gen Z, the article says, Gen Z is especially interested in AI technology, with 70% of generative AI users born in the 90s and 2000s. Generative AI refers to algorithms like ChatGPT used to create new content such as images, video, and code, among other things. New York Institute of Technology, which has a campus in Old Westbury, has launched a fall course to teach college students the ins and outs of tech entrepreneurship. So there it is again, the educational systems promoting the entrepreneurship, which is destroying the habitats and sucking water out of the sacred sources and all that. And it's promoted as feel good, encourage the youth to be successful. One graduate of the course, John Malik, has launched an AI-driven app called Creativio that allows customers to design and ship 3D prints, a business model he imagines becoming the Uber of 3D printing. He won a Shark Tank style competition at New York Tech, $30,000 last year. I know some people are scared AI is going to take our jobs, but I look at it as trying to enhance your job. Jobs, that's all it's ever about in the news, is jobs and jobs and jobs. It's never about the habitat, the earth, the environment, the land, the air, the water, until it's messed up. And then it's the greenwashing. And this fantasy land is also fed by the mining. So, meanwhile, the ecocide of mining, testimony at UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, posted at Censored News. That article by Brendan Norell, the extractive industries lead to extermination, to genocide, and the indigenous parliamentarian, said the indigenous parliamentarian from Bolivia. Many of our indigenous brothers and sisters have their blood contaminated with cyanide and mercury and others. And they have no access to hospitals. They don't have medical insurance, she said. They have no way of alleviating this. The ecocide is continuing, she told the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues in New York. Blood diamonds are the currency for weapons in the Congo. In Europe, Sami rights are violated by mining without free prior and conformed consent. The mining of critical minerals is a global crisis for indigenous peoples from Asia to Bolivia, Colombia, and Guatemala. The rivers are being polluted and massive landslides block the migration of salmon, and the salmon are the source of their food security. That's in so-called Canada. So that part of that is then connected to the AI, because you have the minerals which are helping to build the data centers. And the other insanity is, again, the relentless genocide of Palestinians in Gaza, of which Chris Hedges, on the Chris Hedges Report, interviews Dr. Feroz Sidwa. And the introduction, he's a medical professional. If anyone can witness the genocide in Gaza with utmost clarity, it would be medical professionals working there. Their accounts continue to be as harrowing as those of journalists and Gazans themselves, stripped of rhetoric and left with only raw truth. Dr. Feroz Sidwa, a general trauma and critical care surgeon in California, has been to Gaza twice. Quote, there is no serious health system in Gaza anymore, he told Hedges. Instead, what's left of hospitals are mere buildings filled with medical professionals stripped of the equipment vital to saving lives. Refugees seeking anything more than tents and endless streams of people barely surviving the constant onslaught of bombs. Sidwa explains the gut-wrenching details of treating people mangled by bombs, and heads-up warning for the graphicness here. Children shot in the head and the ability to save people because of the lack of basic equipment. While describing the treatment of a six-year-old boy with severe shrapnel injury, Sidwa explains, in the flagship hospital of any third world country, this kid would have survived. But at Nasser Medical Complex, we don't have the right types of pressures, the right types of critical care medications, and even just simple things like a pediatric ventilator, which just wasn't available. So he died 12 hours later. And he continues, I don't know how women who need C-sections will get them. I don't know how people who even just have regular roll general surgery problems will be able to get them. I don't know how a kid that has asthma will be able to get albuterol. I don't know how somebody with heart disease will be able to get their medications, just leaving aside the trauma. And then on top of that, the whole population is being starved. Literally, no food has gone into Gaza for 6 weeks. Now, I can't help but, like, I have a good sense of sarcastic humor, but, you know, I don't mean it that way. It can't help but connect the dots to say that in America, an 18-year-old is being put up on a pedestal for his potential ability to make millions of dollars for counting calories, while that same America is encouraging and funding, quote, literally no food has gone into Gaza for 6 weeks. That is just so effed up that, like I said, when I read these things this morning, I got lit not by the literature, but by the insanity of it and the disparity of it. So it's like these parallel worlds where people continue to walk in this, you know, this AI technology dream, waking dream state, with no sense of the horrors. And it's not meant for people to dwell on the horrors or to feel guilty, but to consider what is being perpetrated in the name of fantasy land technology, you know, fantasy land data centers, AI, young entrepreneur millionaires and the such like. It's just, it's out of balance. And that is just what I want to call attention to, is just trying to grapple with all that. So I present no solution except to feel feel that emotion or to feel that or ponder that and see where that takes you if you care to. So be well. Thank you for listening.